99.7 Today FM, Campbell Rivers, Hit Music Station. It's Ethan Morneau, and I had the chance to chat once again with Mayor Andy Adams and City Manager Deborah Sargent. Every week we're discussing some important topics, which includes COVID-19. Let's get into this week's discussion.
Well, Ethan, I'd like to start things off just by saying that, you know, the most important message that we can give to Campbell River residents right now is a thank you for doing the right thing, but to not let up. We're so close to seeing the curve level off and drop down, but there is still a high risk of contagious virus, and we need to keep diligent. As we've seen with some of the victims up in Alert Bay, it is very close to home, and we really need to keep our guard up, to be conscious, to keep the physical distance, and do all of the right things.
And Ethan, if I could just add that, you know, our city employees are out there on the front lines working hard and working safely, of course, to keep our community projects moving forward. And we rely on community members to do their part to keep everyone safe and healthy so that this kind of work that benefits the community can continue. We're, of course, doing things differently, like our most recent day of mourning ceremony, where we did a virtual ceremony where we had just a single representative of the Campbell River Labor Council and a single representative of the city lay a wreath at the memorial stone in Frank James Park. And then we photographed that and we put that information online along with our news release, just recognizing that it's such an important day to remember for all employees that are working across the province, but recognizing that, you know, it's an important message, but we have to do things with new approaches, and this is an example of that. We also will be coming out with a news release very shortly on some work that our parks and roads crews did on some concrete work to finish off our 3.5-acre walkway on the waterfront in Campbell River, and just showing how we can maintain the public health officers' orders in terms of physical distancing, and where that's not possible, we can ensure that our crews have the correct PPE equipment to protect themselves and still get this kind of great community work, make sure that it keeps going.
Right. And I did read about the day of mourning ceremony. It's great to see that you guys were still able to organize something for this day. Again, as you mentioned, with a different approach this year, virtual online through their Facebook page. So that's a great idea that we're still able to recognize those workers who lost their lives over the past year.
Well, Ethan, I just wanted to say that, yes, we have been busy, and we had a full agenda for our virtual council meeting on Monday night, and it provided an opportunity to follow up on what the city manager was just mentioning, in that we were able to continue to approve development permit applications and zoning applications, so that we're not only helping those businesses that are able to continue under the public health guidelines now, but more importantly, position ourselves for when we come out of this pandemic to be able to get some of the construction and capital projects up to full speed and get people back to work and boots on the ground. It was also another opportunity to take a second look at the financial plan to see where our projected lost revenues are and where we can make adjustments to compensate for that, and also look at how we can continue to seek opportunities to provide Campbell River residents some financial relief. And we will continue to do that on the next meeting on May 11th before we have to file our paperwork to the province. So that's really important. But we also want to remind people that while a great many British Columbians are able to defer their property taxes right now, we also have requested Minister Robinson to consider a tax deferral program for all residents, not just those that are either on income assistance or over 55. So we're exploring every option available to be able to provide some relief, and we'll have news out as soon as we can.
Okay. So I'm just curious, is there any updates in regards to that April 8th apartment fire? I believe the residents of that building, they had until the 30th. They were staying in the hotel. Is there any update on
We have some great news on that. While council did approve the funding to cover those residents that have been displaced until the end of the month, we have been working very hard with Minister Robinson and at BC Housing, and the BC Housing has confirmed that they will be covering the month of May for those residents, and will continue to work with local agencies to try to find placement for them in the short term and also long term.
Yeah, if there's anybody out there who would like to provide additional support to the fire evacuees, then including through donations, I would encourage people to go to campbellriver.ca/COVID-19. And as the mayor just mentioned, yeah, we're working with all of our community partners to advocate for longer-term solutions for alternative and affordable housing for these evacuees.
Thanks again, Mayor Andy Adams and City Manager Deborah Sargent. I'm looking forward to chatting again next week right here on 99.7 Today FM.